I'm stuck in the chicken coop. Oh, man.
Entertaining, are you?
This is fantastic.
Uh-huh. There's a latch there so that it doesn't lock on me.
Hey, this is Jared.
Hey, friends. This is Annette, and this is our Azure Farm podcast, where we're going to talk about all things farm, family, home, and all things in between. We hope you enjoy it. Hello, friends. I am here on this nice afternoon, sitting here with Jared to tell you our fun adventurous story from the last week.
Cue the music.
I feel like every week has some sort of an adventure, and this last week has actually been particularly adventurous. We'll tell you one of the stories, and the rest will come later. But I decided last Thursday evening to make myself a delicious tomato sandwich, which has been my food of choice over the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting on the front porch, and it was really pretty. The weather was cooler, and the sun was starting to set a little bit. It was late in the day. And a lot of our outdoor cats, which there's about 8 of them, so that's a lot, were out on the front porch. And our front door to the house is a Dutch door, so you can open the top and the bottom. And if I don't lock it properly, it can open a little bit. And so next thing I knew, Rambo and Havana, they're our indoor kitties who we've had for 12 years. Jared, what's the date today? Is today the 21st?
Yes.
It's their birthday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're 12. Jared and Havana.
We're 12.
Jared is 12. Havana and Rambo are 12. And so Rambo and Havana are indoor kitties. They never go outside. They never were used to outside. So when we moved to this property, they came with, and we just kind of let them be indoors. But they definitely enjoy a little taste of the outdoor freedom. And so that front door opened, and out were Rambo and Havana laying on the front porch, living their best life. And I thought, okay, it's fine. I'm here. Everyone's here. We're all good. Well, you know, a little time progressed, and I had to come back inside, and I came back in, and Rambo followed me in, and Havana, she's always been a little spicier. She's a calico, and if you don't know what that is, it's a breed of cat, which most all calicos are females, and it is, I don't know, how would you describe her, like a red and brown pattern to
her?
Yeah,
she's spunky.
But it's known that calicos are spunky. And
they're like the redheads of the cat world.
Okay, well.
Is that rude?
Maybe.
Aren't redheads kind of known as like...
Well, sure. Maybe being spicy could be good,
spicy,
right? Good
okay.
way.
All right.
So Havana, yeah, she's a spicy little calico. And so she didn't want to come in. She went under we have a little porch swing out on the front. She was underneath just staring at me like, nope. And I thought, okay, fine. I needed to put Ava to bed. And it's kind of one of those things where I got caught up in the routine. Did all that, went to sleep, and the next morning I woke up and thought, oh, Havana was outside. And I thought, you know what, she's going to be right by the front door, it's going to be fine. And I went out there, no sign of Havana, nothing. And so I thought, okay, well, all right, what can I do, right? So Friday went on, Friday evening went on, all of Saturday evening, all of Sunday. And then I was like, okay. I put a question, you know, I put a post up on Instagram, you know, saying she was missing. And I got the kindest messages from everyone just saying, you know, hey, it's okay. My cat went missing for 2 weeks. My cat went missing for a week. Jared, did I tell you about the longest one that went missing that somebody told me about?
No, but as you told me those, I was like, maybe it's something about this type of cat.
Yeah. So they said that their cat went missing in December. And came back in June.
Oh.
So it was actually really interesting to hear others' thoughts. You know, and in my head at first, and I was trying to think, it doesn't make sense that a predator would have gotten her, because I have legitimately a herd of cats outside, and nothing has ever tried to attack any of my outdoor cats. We have lots of fencing, there's lots of things in place where I don't think something just snatched her, you know. There's just so many things, right? You're walking around. I was every night out there. You know, they're most active from 1 to 6 a.m. So I'm like, you know, do I need to be out here with my flashlight in the middle of the night? Someone recommended, Jared was like, what is that outside? Do you remember the plate I put outside?
Exactly. Yeah, I thought it was like I first thought it was like, are we serving all the outdoor cats gourmet meals now? But tell them what it is, not gourmet meal.
Jared was like, what is that outside? I literally put a plate about of cat litter. Not clean cat litter, but little poop blobs of cat litter.
That's what
because
that
someone
did.
Said that if they can't find their way home and they need to smell their scent, to put litter outside. So, hey, at this point, I was pulling out all the stops. But I will tell you that when someone made the comment that it took their cats that much time to come back, it actually gave me some hope, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was like, it's no big deal. Like, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
We were praying, but it's like, boy, now you got some proof that maybe calicos do this. Okay.
Or just cats in general, right?
Yeah,
everyone's cats. So Monday, was it Monday night? I don't even remember. Monday or Tuesday night. So she'd been missing pretty much like 5 days. And at that point, I was like, it is what it is. We've done all we can. We've searched, we've called, we've done everything. So I was just praying, like, you know, if she's meant to come back, she'll come back. I'm in our bedroom folding laundry. And Jared says, Annette.
Well, hold on.
Oh, so, okay.
I'm standing there, I think I was on the phone, and I hear this very familiar, what do they call it? Scratching? No.
Yeah,
kneading.
Sure.
And I'm like, wait a second, what? I thought I just saw our cats are inside. So I open the door and Havana, doop, 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 back from vacation. I'm like, home. Spins around, throws her purse on the couch. And
yeah, exactly. He said, Havana's back. And I run out, acts like nothing happened.
Nothing.
And when I mean acts like nothing happened, pranced in like Princess Havana, just, you know, living her best life. I've been out on the town for 4 or 5 nights, you know, met some friends, decided to go exploring, and came back at her own leisure. Didn't even act hungry, didn't act thirsty, just kind of paraded around. She had a few ticks on her. We got rid of the ticks.
Mm-hmm.
No injuries, nothing.
Nothing.
Happy,
literally.
Happy, happy. And of course it was, well, first of all, I was just so grateful and relieved because I, you know, she's like our first pet. I mean, we have so many farm animals. We have all the things. But this is one, you know, where you have them since they're little. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to think that they're not going to be around anymore. And I know all of us have had pets that we've lost. But I, you know, we tried to spin it a little more on the positive, right? That just because...
Totally.
She went disappearing, right? Just because she disappeared didn't mean it had to be like wah wah.
But I mean, you know, you go through all the motions like, oh man, we're not going to have a van anymore. And like, you just start to think all the negative things. Like, it's so funny how we're just bent to maybe being on the farm too. Predator got her.
Yeah, like just, you want to think negative.
Well, especially with what happened to Georgia. Have you shared that right quick?
Yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago, but Georgia, our favorite little kitty. Oh, don't let Havana hear that. Did I just come out of my mouth?
No, you didn't say
Whoops.
That.
Our favorite outdoor kitty. I can say that,
I think.
There you go. We couldn't find her for a few days, and we found her, and she couldn't walk, and she had ended up fracturing her pelvis on both sides, and the vet didn't know what happened, whether she'd been chased by something or she fell, but we ended up crating her for 8 weeks, and she did fully heal from that injury, but it was a really hard time for her, you know, and for us trying to care for her. So of course that's, you know, you think like, you know, Havana's an indoor cat. Like, she has no skills to be outside. Georgia was a full blown outdoor kitty, you know? So it's like, well, you know, who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But you were saying something about, her or spinning the positive into the positive.
Well, yeah, I just think through it all, it's just like, and it was so cute to hear Havana. We're praying for
Ava.
I say Havana. Ava. Ava's saying, we're praying for Havana. She's somewhere out there.
Yeah, she was super positive, wasn't she?
Yeah, and I just kept thinking, oh man, this kid doesn't know that there's a wolf that ate her little cat.
Right.
And I'm thinking all negative. So shame on me, because that cat came strutting in. I'm thinking, if nothing else, it would be very encouraging to Ava, like, oh, I prayed and the cat came home.
Yeah, and she was super excited too. Because that morning, the next morning when she woke up, we said, guess who's here? And we said, Havana. And she was like, oh, Havana's back.
She was so happy.
Yeah, she was. It's interesting how they always say, like, if you could be, like, have the mind of a child or see the world through the eyes of a child, and how for them everything is just so innocent and positive and beautiful.
Well,
those things.
And I think for me it also, so I heard somebody say in the last week, they were sharing some neuroscience about the words that come out of our mouth, our ears hear, and we believe. So
like saying those positive affirmations type of thing,
being hopeful and optimistic and not dwelling on negative things, like those go such a long ways, way more than we could ever imagine. So for me it was like, okay, then you're saying really we need to be delusionally optimistic. The future is bright, tomorrow will be better than today, like say these things. I know some people take it into what, manifesting.
Like, yeah,
I'm not really
you?
Saying that. Like, speak it into existence.
No, but yeah.
There's something about your body responding to the positive words that your mouth is saying. So I think there's something in there. It's true.
Well, and I think in life we're going to come across many disappointments. You know, in our farm life, there's death, there's crops that die. There can be negative things that happen. Swear if you can focus more on the positive or let those be your what drive you, you're definitely going to be much happier for it in the long run. That's for sure. And so I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful that little Havanita came back, despite the fact we talked about this in another podcast, that she reaches her little paws under our bedroom door in the middle of the night and like rattles our door so that, you know, we wake up and know she's there. It's crazy, though, how I kind of miss that, though, those days that she was gone. So animals are so special, and I am grateful that she's back, and hopefully we've learned, a few lessons for the future.
I don't know all the lessons we've learned, but the other night, Havana was, I opened the door, and she's about to jet out. I'm like, nope, this is your prison.
Yeah.
Enjoy your prison, little kitty.
I know,
kitty.
Poor thing. It's like, no, and you are never going outside again. Nope. Because she is, knowing how she is bound now that if we let her out, I could see her going out for more. Like, she would just be gone forever.
Literally.
She would be the cat that was gone for 6 months, like those people said. So, poor little Rambo would be left behind. But, yeah, anyways. Oh, yeah, the joys. But I am grateful she came back, and yeah. That is where we are at. Happy, happy. And she is now in her little home prison.
Happy place.
In her little home prison. So.
Well, welcome.
Oh, welcome. Yeah. But anyways, thank you for being a part, and always grateful for you and your encouragement. And if you're ever going through something and or you need a prayer or someone to lend a kind word, we are always here. So let us know. And thank you for listening.
See ya.